In preparing this broadcast, CBS News commissioned a survey by the Opinion Research Corporation into public attitudes toward homosexuality. We discovered that Americans consider homosexuality more harmful to society than adultery, abortion, or prostitution.
You're listening to KNX In Depth, along with Charles Feldman. I'm Mike Simpson.
And that was CBS News anchor Mike Wallace from a newscast back in 1967. And that was how gay Americans were perceived at the time. The simmering tensions of gays who were routinely harassed and abused by police departments across the country came to a head in the early morning hours of June 28, 1969, when the gay patrons of the Stonewall Inn in New York City fought back against an NYPD raid.
We're continuing our look back at all of this. Barney Franks, retired U.S. congressman from Massachusetts, the first member of Congress to come out as gay. He's with us live here on In Depth. So, as we say, still work to be done, but things have come a pretty long way since that clip we just played.
Oh, absolutely. In much of the country now, if you are gay, lesbian, bisexual, your rights are pretty well protected. For people who are transgender, there are still some gaps, but there's been enormous progress. And it turns out that most Americans did not share that prejudice that may have existed when that poll was there. I think it was a case, frankly, not so much of people being prejudiced as feeling that they were supposed to be prejudiced and being afraid to say that they weren't, because people would make judgments about them. And I think what happened was, essentially, as we who were gay and lesbian announced who we were and refused to stop hiding, some of us more quickly than others. I was on the later end to some extent. But we gave people permission to say, you know what, I don't mind.
You know, now we have, as we all know, you have a serious contender for the Democratic nomination for president who is an openly gay man, a married openly gay man at that. When you began your political career, you must have had reservations about your own life and whether or not that would work in your chosen profession of politics.
I didn't have any reservations. I had the absolute conviction that it would not work.
Okay.
I made a choice. Right. I wanted very much to be in politics, so I made a choice, frankly, to repress my private life. It was a bad idea. It didn't work, and it took me a while to deal with it sensibly. But, yeah, when I first ran for office, 1972, for the state legislature, I think it was a fact that if I was open about being gay, I would not have been elected. Essentially, I've said, when I started out, I was worried because I wanted to be in politics and be successful in politics. You had to be well-respected and admired, but I was gay, which meant you would not be respected and you would not be admired. But over the next, 40 years of my political career, an interesting thing happened. Becoming a politician became less and less socially respectable, and becoming gay became more and more so. By the time I left in 2012, people told me that my getting married to Jim got a better poll result than my helping to pass financial reform.
You know, Charles was just mentioning Pete Buttigieg. What do you think of him?
Oh, I am very happy. I admire him greatly, and I'm so happy he's here. Now, let me stop it. I think it's very unlikely he's going to be president. You know, the polls show a very large percentage of the people do not object to there being a gay president. But enough do. You know, if 20 or 30% do, in races that are rarely decided by as much as 10 points, that's a problem. On the other hand, it is a remarkable, his candidacy is both a sign of progress and a cause of progress. The fact that he is being so well-regarded shows that the prejudice has diminished. But it also is the case that he's getting attention because he's gay. I've joked that I think Beto O'Rourke, the other kind of new face, maybe is a little jealous, wishes he wasn't quite so straight because he sees what attention Buttigieg is getting. But the key fact is that when he makes the most of that. He's very articulate, very thoughtful, very sensible. So, as I said, it's a good sign that he gets that support. But it is also an even better sign that having gotten the support, he uses it in a way that improves the favorable impression of it.
But, you know, there was a poll that I saw a few days ago, I believe, and I think it may have been an MSNBC poll, that indicated that millennials, and I think that surprised me, millennials were, according to this particular poll, not as tolerant toward homosexuality, toward the gay rights movement, as older people. And that surprised me. Does it surprise you?
It does very much. It's contrary to what I've seen. I don't doubt it, but what we found is younger people have tended to be less judgmental and negative. So, yeah, all I can say is I'll have to look into that. I was not aware of that. In fact, you know, one of the causes for optimism has been that as people are younger, they seem to be more free of these kind of prejudices. If that weren't the case, it would be a problem.
Yeah, one of the things to go further into that, the explanation they gave was that it's not just, you know, gay or lesbian anymore, that there's LGBTQ and it goes on. And for some people, millennials, that's a little too much to handle at some point, but things change.
I think it's too much in general, frankly, and I don't want anyone to suffer, but as you focus on the smallest percentages and on the most unusual, you detract, I think, from the general movement. And it becomes confusing, and it becomes almost accusatory. And what you get, Frankie, are some of the most vigorous activists denouncing the idea that there is such a thing as male and female. That does cause resentment, and it should. Look, I think people who have their own sort of blend of sexuality should be respected, but I don't think they should be given a license to then denigrate other people and say, oh, that's just silly convention. So in that sense, that's a plausible explanation that some of this rhetoric, which basically tells people who think that they are male or female and are perfectly happy to be, that there's something lacking in them and that they're somehow excessively rigid. Yeah, I can see where that gets people angry.
Barney Frank, retired U.S. Congressman from Massachusetts, first member of Congress to come out as gay. Barney, thanks.
And we will have more on this 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots when KNX In Depth continues.